With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the U.S. has hit a docked facility along a shore as he wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela. President adds that facility is where boats load up the drugs. China has conducted war games and continues around Taiwan, simulating a blockade. BBC correspondent Stephen McDonnell.
The government in Taipei has been swift to condemn the war games as having a serious effect on civil aviation safety and a challenge to international law. The Chinese military says it will carry out what's being called Justice Mission 2025 over 2 days in zones on all sides of Taiwan. Images released by China's Eastern Theatre Command to coincide with the exercises depict a shield and a slogan saying that those who encounter it will be annihilated.
Foreign ministers from Cambodia and Thailand convening with their Chinese counterpart toward mediating their violent border dispute. BBC correspondent Anbarasan Erjian has the story.
Thailand and Cambodia on Saturday ended weeks of fierce fighting over a disputed border that killed dozens and displaced around 500,000. The trilateral talks in Yunnan province is also an indicator of Beijing playing a key role as an international mediator. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi urged the two Southeast Asian nations not to allow fighting to resume. The truce deal prioritizes getting the displaced back to their homes and also includes an agreement to remove landmines.
Saudi Arabia says it has bombed the port city of Mukalla in Yemen over a shipment of weapons, that for a separatist force there that had arrived earlier from the United Arab Emirates. This is SRN News. Catholics got a new pope in 2025.
The transition began in April when Pope Francis, who had been in failing health for some time, passed away, triggering the replacement process. What came out of that was unprecedented, an American pope, the first in nearly 2,000 years. But if conservative Catholics had been hoping that Pope Leo would steer the church away from the liberal track that Francis had put it on, they were disappointed. The new pontiff appears to be as liberal as his predecessor. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lake Tahoe School District caught between competing policies in California and Nevada on transgenderism. High schools in California's Tahoe Truckee United School District have for decades competed in the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association, but Nevada bars boys from playing against girls, while the state of California allows the practice. This is SRN News. U.S. government announcing a $2 billion pledge for UN humanitarian aid.
This pledge comes as President Trump continues to slash U.S. foreign assistance funding. The money is a tiny fraction of what the U.S. has given in the past. But the money also reflects what the administration believes is a generous amount that will maintain the U.S. status as the world's largest humanitarian donor. The pledge creates an umbrella fund from which money will go to individual agencies and priorities.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Parts of the nation still battling a rough band of storms stretching from the parts of the upper Midwest through the Northeast. Storm bringing blizzard-like conditions in some states, very treacherous travel and some power outages as well. Across the plains, sharp cold leaving parts of the central and south 50 degrees colder than the day before. More details, srnnews.com.